Environmental groups feel like this latest plan is more of the same. And the same is state regulators allowing ash to sit in ponds on the banks of North Carolina waterways.
I'm not sure there's been any movement.
Executive Director of the Catawba Riverkeeper Foundation, Rick Gaskins.
You know, I feel like at times they have tried to create the appearance that they're going to do something, but I don't get the sense that they're serious about getting these ash ponds clean up.
That's been the complaint from Gaskins and other coal ash critics for years, including last year when the state sued Duke Energy, because that also blocked plant lawsuits from environmental groups. They complained again when the two parties agreed to a settlement requiring years of study before any action and less than $100,000 in fines, and again in February after at least 30,000 tons of the waste spilled into the Dan River. State environmental spokesman Drew Elliott disagrees with the complaints.
The Dan River spill changed everything for everybody, and while we were taking a measured approach, and we always want to take a scientific approach, we realized that we needed to not wait and see what the next problem was.
The State Department of Environment and Natural Resources postponed and then scrapped the settlement. And this month, Governor Pat McCrory unveiled a new plan. It calls for removing ash from four plants, including Riverbend Steam Station on Mountain Island Lake. It would require more inspections and tighter regulation of ash storage. But Rick Gaskins says it's basically the same settlement in a different skin.
I feel like, really, they just keep finding ways to try to go back to what they were doing originally, which is the sweetheart deal with Duke.
Gaskins points out Duke had already agreed to remove ash from the four sites in the governor's plan. Otherwise, the plan again requires more than a year's study of the leaks, and it doesn't set a timeline or require removal of the ash from the other ponds. Environmental groups say that's what it will take both to stop the leaks and to rule out another Dan River.
There is no way that one size fits all.
State Environment Secretary John Scavarla has a different view.
It's a wonderful soundbite to say, dig them up, put them in lined landfills, and that's the end of it. I wish the world were that simple in 33 ponds with 106 million tons of coal ash.
Scavarla says removal may not be the best option, financially or environmentally, at any given pond, and more study is necessary. Here, state regulators and Duke are once again aligned. Duke spokeswoman Erin Colbert.
We must really rely on science and the right solutions for each site.
There are a range of options in the governor's proposal, from full removal to leaving the ash where it is, draining the water, and covering it with a liner. Duke estimates that option is cheapest at about $2.5 billion for all ponds, compared to total removals up to $10 billion. Rick Gaskins thinks that's an inflated number.
The number that they've thrown out as the cost is a scare tactic.
The Southern Environmental Law Center points out in a similar situation in South Carolina, utility Santee Cooper overestimated the costs of removing its ash, over $100 million to remove just 10%. After agreeing to removal, though, the current cost estimate is far lower, $250 million total. But in North Carolina, it's the governor's plan gaining traction with lawmakers.
I think they're potentially more damaged to having to dig up everything. And so I think we're going to have to deal with this on a case-by-case basis.
Representative Chuck McGrady of Henderson is writing coal ash legislation for the Republican leadership. He says it's consistent with the governor's proposal, and he expects it to pass when lawmakers meet later this spring. For WFAE News, I'm Ben Bradford.